Affordability, auto insurance rates flatten amid Trump's deportations. By Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2026. The national average rate hike for auto insurance has fallen to less than 1% in the smallest year-over-year increase since 2022, a report says. The 0.67% hike is a national average. Granted, and some states are seeing much greater hikes while others are seeing no rising costs, while others are seeing prices falling. But compared to recent years, this is a significant drop over the 11.57% in 2023, the 17.13% in 2024, and 7.56% in 2025, after Market Matters reported this month. Blue states, of course, are still experiencing the most unfavorable cases of rate creep, with New Jersey being the worst at 10.46% higher this year. Rounding out the worst five are Nevada with a 6.42% rise, California at 6.13%, New York at 6.02%, and Washington, D.C., is seeing a rise of 5.36%. The individual major companies with the worst rate hikes include Allstate, up 1.98%, American Family, plus 1.80%, Farmers, plus 0.81%, Geico, plus 0.20%, and Nationwide, plus 0.18%. Some companies have rates that actually dropped on average, including Progressive, down 0.05%, Travelers, 0.09%, USAA, minus 1.66%, Liberty Mutual, 0.70%, and State Farm, minus 4%. President Donald Trump's economic agenda and affordability campaign played a large part in helping rates decline this year. Under Trump's low migration policies, Americans' wages are up, housing costs are down, inflation is declining, transport costs are shrinking, crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive and earn more wages for each working hour. Another reason for the fall in insurance rates is the fall in used car prices. According to Carfax, the average price of used luxury SUVs is down by more than $1,040. For used SUVs, pickup trucks, and hybrids and electric vehicles, EVs, the average prices are all down by just under $600. For luxury cars, which saw prolonged increases throughout the second half of 2025, the average price on Carfax fell more than $300 in January. Regular cars, think sedans, hatchbacks, wagons, etc., dropped nearly $200. Insurance rates had been soaring, in large part due to the industry's reaction to the skyrocketing rates of car thefts, committed mostly by migrant gangs during the Joe Biden years. According to the Common Sense Institute, the massive number of car thefts across the country added up to $277 million in increased motor vehicle insurance premiums, which amounted to $239 per household, or $19.93 per month, in 2023. Indeed, costs for nearly everything connected to the automobile sector soared during Biden's disastrous 4 years in office. Oil, coolants, maintenance, repairs, parts, gas, and more were all more costly between 2020 and 2024, Breitbart News previously reported. Insurance rates naturally followed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.